Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour 4 of the Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are now standing by for the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on a glorious and victorious Cowboys Monday here in the Nation. Okay, let's talk wide receiver here. Where are we now on George Pickens? This story has evolved quite a bit since he was acquired in that trade, wasn't he? I mean, at first it was like, okay, good rental player. He'll probably go somewhere else, and then you'll get the comp big pack for him, so you got 1 year. Then it was, man, he has played so well, he might have priced himself out because you can't pay two wide receivers at the top of the market. Now I feel like there's no way you can let this guy go. Like, he has performed so well. The Cowboys have a history of doing contracts with B-rated players on their own roster, overpaying them. You can't let a guy go who might be at the absolute top of his position. I would go as far as saying that if you decide we can only keep one, the smart move right now is to have it be George Pickens and move on from CeeDee Lamb. Nobody wants to do that, but if you're in that building saying we can only keep one, I'll take it to that extreme. We're keeping George Pickens. Better player? Maybe. More locked in? Absolutely. Like, I don't know what happened in Pittsburgh, but this guy George is like, he has turned over a massive leaf from early in the season where he was trying to maybe get a little extra physical with guys. He was kind of maybe bordering on crashing out after plays. I mean, guy's locked in right now. And I would imagine that's because he's hit a point in his career and his maturity as he approaches 25 years old where things are just a little bit more in control. So I look at George now as a must-have player back, and I'd rather have him than CeeDee Lamb if you made me choose. But obviously I want to keep both. Right, now I think the issue is, can you keep both and address your other weaknesses on your team? Right now you probably can. Like, what do you really need that the draft can't give you? Maybe one or two more good players. You could spend some money in free agency. So it might be only for a short term. And yes, I would look at Cincinnati and Minnesota and say maybe doubling up on great wide receivers is okay. We're going to pick up this conversation a little bit later here. Shoddy up there at the podium.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Welcome back. It's time to go with the Expressway, and we'll go commercial free all the way to the top. Just had the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll talk about the Cowboys in depth coming up at 6 o'clock. And then we're less than an hour away from a Monday night edition of Two Guys, One Booth as we celebrate Cowboys game day and getting a very improbable victory, come from behind victory, 21-0 down there in the first half. So salute to the Cowboys for getting that done. You got the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham coming up at 7 o'clock. So Dillon Gabriel was cleared, but Shedeur Sanders is going to stay Browns quarterback one. That's one of the bigger stories of the night. The Bucs getting good news on Baker Mayfield's MRI with his shoulder. Apparently, he's going to be able to tough that thing out. You see, Justin Tucker is getting a tryout with the Saints. First since his suspension for going full Deshaun Watson at the kicker position. Chase out of Baltimore is one of the great kickers in the history of the league. I wondered if he'd get another shot, and apparently the Saints are desperate enough to be willing to do that. Probably not good for your brand.
Good for his, though. Headline, Justin Tucker is a Saint.
Wow, that's pretty rich. And look at this. Jaden Daniels is going to practice a long shot to return on Sunday, but if you want to drop a scenario where the Eagles somehow kick away the division, having Jaden Daniels viable and capable of beating them, they have two matchups here in the final 6 weeks of the season. That could be a huge upset victory, and they did kind of have their number a little bit last year. Okay, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hustling, bustling, baby. Hustling, bustling in here. You feel what I'm saying? How you fellas doing on a
doing, sir?
Incredible.
All right, all right.
Yeah,
could use a little warmer. You got your hat on, too, in there.
Yeah. I wear my Nike Techs at work now because I have to zip it all the way up.
Yeah.
But I got that Pooh Shiesty vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cover all the way up. Yeah, look at that. All right, here we go. Every weekday on the Fan 530, we do G-Bag of the Day. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If there's anything you think I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Our winner and champ so far, it's a fast food crash out. They're in the drive-thru. Old lady found some mold on her bread. And she decided she can talk to anybody crazy at this point because I caught you. You're wrong.
Hi, I just ordered here and there's mold on my bread. I want a refund for my whole meal. And smell it. Tell me if that smells right.
Smell it.
On the top bun.
That's not mold, it's flour.
That's the bottom bun. I'm talking about the top. There's green on there.
In like four areas.
Smell it. Put it up to your nose. Pull your mask down and smell it. It doesn't even smell right. I want my money back. And I want to talk to a manager as well.
I am, and you're acting like a psycho.
So you let your cooks give people molded bread?
No, absolutely not. The things happen, and I am sorry about that.
You can open that sandwich and see.
Have a good day.
You better give me my money back, or I'm calling corporate.
Call the police.
Give me my receipt.
Call the police,
give
ladies.
Give me my receipt now. We have you on video.
She did not just lock the door.
Give me my money back.
Somebody quit.
We have you on video, and we're calling corporate, dumb fat.
Ooh.
I can't believe her.
I can't believe her. He was just amping up the set, bro.
Fast food managers are good. You know, they're good at conflict resolution. They've heard it all. They've seen it all. I mean, some of their employees are giving them the conflicts, right?
Yeah,
so these are people with a ton of experience and a good skill set for handling this. I think I might vote for the manager there.
You act like a psycho.
It happens sometimes. You reach in there, you grab the bread. That ever happened to you when you're making a sandwich? You sit down there to eat it. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
At
least you see it first. How many times have you eaten a sandwich that you didn't catch it?
I always check it.
You always check for mold.
Yeah, but I put my bread in the freezer.
Oh your home bread.
Yeah. It makes it, you can.
Last longer.
Last a little longer. Toast, yeah. That's works for me.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Man, I got so many options today. So many ways I can run this ball. Let's see. I don't know where to go first.
Shoddy will help you with
take
that.
Take it to the house.
Outside zone.
Take it to the house.
Trap House Sports.
Oh,
Trap
here
House
we go.
Sports.
Yeah,
get tickets to the house. Trap House Sports has a Eagles diss track.
Here we go.
I'm your biggest hater, ain't no other like me. I'm talking fly, Eagles fly, fly your ass back to your seats. Going up by 21, don't mean none, cause y'all still came through and put the L in Kelly Green. Felt that AJ Brown teeth look like toilet seats. He look like he capable of biting a chunk out of a knee. Felt that I got CTE, so please don't come for me. Cause I heard that the E and Eagles stood for EDP. Yeah, Sunday night, yeah. I turned my hatred off. Yeah. The game was in their hands, damn. But they ain't stay that long.
What?
So why they grab his ass? Bro, that's the play they call.
Ah,
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Why his face that long?
Why?
I'm saying f*** the
nice face,
E goes, I'm saying f*** the E goes, I'm saying f*** the E goes, I'm saying f*** the E goes. C-T-E.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat for my vote.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And speaking of grabbing butt, did somebody grab GP's entire package on that last catch? You see him go to the sideline?
Yeah, he got his thing pulled.
It looked like
he got on.
Yeah, looked like he grabbed a whole handful of everything and was yanking.
They're going for
tackle
whatever
him
they can.
By his junk.
What desperation. Desperate move right there. It's like in a fight and you start biting.
Get you down.
It's a desperate move.
You know you lost.
Yeah,
already.
You lost, bro.
Get the bite.
Ah, he bit me.
Yeah.
Yep.
What does Tom Brady say right here?
Popping. Odigizuwa just blasting through Nickert. Excuse me. Landon Dickerson right there.
I love how he laughed at it because he knew.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
To popping. Odigizuwa just blasting through Nickert. Excuse me. Landon Dickerson right there.
He was blasting through him, bro. You feel what I'm saying? He's just blasting through
Big
him
time.
Out there.
Big time.
Wow. Gosh. Broadcasting professional.
I love it, though, man. Yeah. People mad at Tony Romo talking about it's like he's not the standard anymore or something like that. He's went down. I like it. I don't care. I like it. What else we got? Right
details,
here?
Toughness, and finishing.
Yeah.
DTF Patriots.
DTF Patriots. I hope you can hear this one. Let's go to First Take on Friday. They were at Bethune-Cookman. Cam Newton tried to talk some serious football stuff. And, you know, the pause game, you know.
This way, and then you get your back blew off because you didn't slide the protection in the right way.
Hey.
Those are all things. Whoa. Please. Give me grace. Give me grace. It was a football analogy, damn it. Let's slow down, bro. Come on. Slow down.
That's fantastic. Please give me grace.
Please.
Blew my back out.
Damn, Paul. Yeah. If you don't slide on that protection properly.
Yeah. Dude, if that's what we get for not sliding, I want to move the defense.
Let's see right here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I hear you listening now, sir. How about that?
Salute.
Hey.
Honored.
Mother Kelly right here is praying for a man that's fighting prostate cancer. See if you can put it all together.
But you know what the doctor told you. And he said it would take that for you to live. In his man parts. In the name of Jesus. One of your brethren, just put your hand just right in front of him. Down a little lower.
Ooh.
Come on, you man. You know where it is. Come on. Try to act funny with me. Glory!
She wanted you to put that hand on his Johnson if you're going to pray for it now. Just don't pray. Put your hand on there for the anointing.
Oh, man.
Oh. And he's got to stand that way for you to pray for him.
That's unbelievable.
Please help me out, bro.
Who's first?
Yeah.
Come on up.
First to pray.
Matter of fact, I got a pain as well.
Lining up.
I'm so sorry. I always wonder what they mean when they said laying hands.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Don't play funny with me.
Last one right here. Browns rookie Shedeur Sanders. This is before the game because they're doing like pregame interviews now.
Shedeur, you told us that this week felt like you were getting back to normal, being a starting quarterback, like you have your whole career. But this is going to be your first NFL start. What does that opportunity feel like in this moment?
Feels good, but we cool, calm, collective. Like, this ain't nothing to us.
And what do you hope to show against this Raiders defense, your teammates, yourself, and these Browns fans with your play today?
I'm who they've been looking for. Appreciate it.
Hey.
I'm who they've been looking for.
I mean, that's some confidence to go out there.
Yeah,
that's
no
before
doubt.
The game. Because if you would have crapped the bed after saying that. They would have hate you.
I would have toasted, stuck with him forever.
He saw that Raider defense.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's up next for him? I think the 49ers?
Yeah, it's San Francisco. Yeah. I looked.
That'll be fun. Okay. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Our champ is the drive-through crash out. Our challengers include the Trap House Sports Eagles diss track. What do you say you put the L in Kelly Green? That's fantastic. Tom Brady's latest blooper. First take at Bethune-Cookman there with Cam Newton asking for grace. Woman praying for her husband that has prostate cancer.
He's in front of all those college kids. You know, the pause game is real. Like, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Nothing you have to say right now. Address that pause, sir.
Football needs to change up its vernacular. But Cam Newton, he swerved for that one. He did. Yeah. Or is it Shador Sanders there with the pregame interview? I'm voting for Trap House Sports there. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, same here.
Okay, Lucius?
Me's too.
Wolchuk?
I have anything that says F the Eagles in it. I'm voting.
And Brian?
I'm going to go with Cam just to give him a vote.
Killer.
There you go. Yeah, he earned it.
Yep.
By a score of 4-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Trap House Sports. Salute to you, sir. Thank you for the content. If you ever miss who the champ is, Lucius replays that for you about 220, 225-ish every afternoon before we get to Wolchuk's top 10. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
It is a Monday-Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk, y'all. Have a show.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get out.
Like, New Yorkers always get this, like, rap of, like, being obnoxious where we travel, and it's in Texas. It's Texas. You don't have to. I knew you were from Texas. You know what I mean? Like, your energy was like Texas, yay! What city? Dallas.
Houston.
Houston. All right. Well, listen.
Dallas is annoying.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Obviously. yeah. Well, I read that. I was in Houston not too long ago, and the lights went out when it rained. That's not a joke. And then everyone was like, yeah, but no state income tax. I'm like, imagine if you did. Imagine if you had state income tax.
Imagine if you did.
You'd be able to see things in the dark when it gets a little wet. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No state income tax.
Hey, we got a lot of pride here in Texas, well, baby. We got a lot of pride here. This is LA Live for Monday, November 24th, 2025. It is a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Shoosh. Monday Friday vibes. Well, I got a PPT song. I didn't know if I wanted to play it or not because I'm pretty sure some people don't know what PPT is. But then I was like, do I want to really mess up this floor? Rick James.
Isn't it? You down with PPT? Yeah, you know me.
Monday Friday vibes is just where I, you know, just go over some things I've seen sliding down the timeline over the weekend. Okay, folks. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Before I get started, did you guys see that raccoons are in the first stage of domesticating themselves?
What?
Oh, that's smart.
Yes.
Yeah, it's evolution.
Wow. That's evolution. They're tired of hunting and foraging for their food. They just realize all we have to do is kiss these guys' butts a little bit, be nice to them.
Smart. Look at what the cats are doing, man.
Yep, that's it.
They'll feed us.
Yep. A new study published in the journal Frontiers in Zoology. Shout out to everybody who's reading Frontiers in Zoology.
That's what Dawson sold when he was a magazine salesman.
Oh, Jim McCormick, man. Fishing and Hunting News.
Yeah. Jim McCormick.
How'd you like that free buck knife we sent out?
They found that city-dwelling raccoons are showing early signs of domestication. They're trying to become more increasingly adorable to humans.
Yeah.
I wish koala bears would do this.
Oh,
I'm here for the koala bear. I love those little koala bears.
Very cute.
I like when they fall out the tree and they have just their arms up and they're just making noise.
Yeah.
I want to pick them up, put them in the tree, bro.
They'll scratch the hell out of you, won't they, though?
They sure will. I hope they got like chlamydia or something crazy, too.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Gonorrhea, chlamydia. They got something. They need to clean that up.
Fornicating.
They need to get that together.
Domesticate.
They need to get that together first.
I think they're anti-vaxxers.
They need to do something, bro. The physical signs of species is becoming domesticated often include shorter snouts. They don't look so mean with those long snouts, like our dogs and stuff. Floppy ears, like a dog. Mm. White spots. and a reduced fear response towards humans. So they won't run from you when you... Later, right now. Not right now, but later. Later. They're starting to domesticate. Yeah. So don't run up on a raccoon, because if it bites you or scratches you, don't you have to go to the hospital?
It could be rabies. Yeah, that's rabies. You got a tetanus shot, which hurts.
Yeah.
So this is like... When we see a cute one, we don't kill it. Is that why this is happening? We're letting the cute ones live.
We're letting the nice ones live.
Yep. They're multiplying. There's more cute ones.
And they're letting them know, hey, man, be nice to those people that are taking care of
unless
us.
Unless you're a Chiafalo daughter, then they go after you, right? You know, aren't the raccoons, we hunt them?
Yeah, well, if they're going to steal all the baby turkey eggs.
Yeah.
Then they have to be put down.
They have to put down.
Father got his daughter some raccoon hats for Christmas.
Right? How'd you get those, Dad?
Oh, I don't know.
You know how.
Yeah.
Probably should have done that with a rifle, though. You know, maybe a couple hundred yards out.
Yeah. Yeah, the AK probably wasn't a good choice.
What'd you guys the throw rocks?
Holy crap.
I'm just kidding.
Well, it wasn't AK.
No.
What'd you throw rocks at him? What'd you do?
Just a good old-fashioned shotgun.
Yeah.
Only takes one shot. It all made sense till the blood splatter, right?
Not gonna,
then when he like tossed him into the little swamp area, I was like, "Ooh, yeah, this is tough."
The bass,
this is gonna backfire.
Speaking of hunting, my son and them went hunting. Remember I told you guys that?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
they brought back a deer.
Oh,
they brought back a deer.
You started grubbing on it yet?
Not yet. No, not. I think they got to dress it and everything, take it someplace to get it all cleaned up and whatnot. Yeah. He took his girlfriend, too, out there. I can't believe she sat out there in that blind.
Wow. That's love, dude.
Yeah. That's commitment.
Yeah. Maybe a story from that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was. When I first heard it, he took his girlfriend, too, and his best friends.
Yeah.
Like, they're not hunting.
They're not hunting.
They're not hunting. They're down there getting blasted.
Someone is. Nothing better than a morning camping beer.
Yeah. That's what they were doing.
I sat in a duck blind one time and drank a fifth of wild turkey.
That's what happens.
Put the shotgun in the corner. I didn't fire a shot. I just sat there and drank.
That's what ends up happening.
And they're calling him, and the ducks were flying so close, I could have stood up and knocked him down with the gun. And everyone's like, hey, did you get any? And I'm like, no, we're over here.
Drinking and duck hunting doesn't seem like it goes together.
I didn't. I just put the gun in the corner. I just said,
took more shots than you fired.
Everybody pops up, you know. I'm just sitting down, just like drinking out of a bottle. Oh.
Hey, bald men.
Yes.
Bald men.
Yes.
Researchers from a Taiwan university say that they have discovered a serum that could potentially regrow hair.
That's BS.
In just 20 days.
20 days.
In 20 days.
All right.
By the way, they have that surgery. It was in Turkey. You can get a brand new head of hair in Turkey. It's going to cost you a lot of money, but it looks real good. That's where everybody's going.
Hey, I heard the other day, Fred and Blake, I think, were talking about something. Guy paid $100,000 to, show, to get taller.
Yeah, that's
guy went from 6'2 to 6'6.
Yeah, they got some crazy looking legs, though, dog.
You look ridiculous. You're 6'2, you have to get taller?
You look ridiculous, bro.
You need to make my arms longer, too.
Yeah. They look psychedelic, bro.
Everything's disproportional now.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Like a little T-Rex.
100 grand and you look ridiculous?
Oh, I mean, they're taller, but them legs are really long. Oh, man.
At 6'2", you don't need to be doing that.
I can
see it maybe if you were the other way, but you're plenty tall enough. That's CEO height.
Yeah, that's a Turkey thing, too, I believe.
What are we doing in Turkey? Just medicine? We're just kind of having fun?
They're just going crazy with all the surgeries.
Hey, get taller, grow hair.
They're
good
at it, too, man.
Are they?
Yeah, that's where it's going down at Turkey right now. Yeah, 20 days, man. They said just 20 days. 10 years. More like 10 days, B. The study published in another journal.
I might need to go.
Cell Metabolism Journal. Cell Metabolism Journal showed that fat cells under the skin can restart hair growth, you know, if motivated properly.
Wow.
Yeah. Fatty acids were rubbed onto a mice or a rat skin. And it regrew, bro.
You should like wake the cells up.
It triggered their hair and it grew back in 20 days.
That's incredible.
I was just thinking of how big of a fro I could have if I had like all the fat cells on my body.
Yeah.
If they, you know, just saying if you did just like
it's Bob Ross.
Yeah. What's going on here, boys?
Yeah, don't get that serum on your hands or anything. You have like wolf hands.
Oh. You look crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Warren Zevon.
Robin Williams' knuckles.
Werewolves of London.
Looking scary as hell. Can you hand me that? Be like, whoa!
Pass the salt, please.
It's Teen Wolf in this damn thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look into that, bro. By the way, what do you call a group of bald men?
Baldies?
Baldies, okay. Baldies, I like that
Baldos.
One. Baldos.
Baldos.
Baldos is hilarious.
Unfortunates.
Unfortunates. I got Hetties.
Oh, Hetties, yeah.
Hetties. Okay. Headmasters.
Huh?
Pause.
Pause.
How about this one? Headaches.
Headaches. I'd applause.
Yeah. Somebody said Billards. A congregation of craniums. One person, I like this little response, he said, Freddie and the Gibbs. A group of bald men is called Freddie and the Gibbs. Google Freddie Gibbs. That's hilarious. Another person just said, just call them Onyx.
Slam.
That's funny to me. Also seen this one on the timeline. I thought this was crazy. Crazy. It was two North Texas men plotting to take over a Haitian island.
Yeah. This was all over my feed. Yeah.
It's crazy. I think they're from Allen, right?
Yeah.
Allen, stand up.
What, they're just going to land and attack? What are they going to do?
We're taking over.
They had a full-on plan.
Yeah, they had a full-on plan.
Been working on this. I was shocked this was real when I started seeing it elsewhere. You know, you see some of this stuff on Facebook, you're like, I'm going to Google this. You're like, holy crap, this is real?
This is real, dude.
Wow, two dudes?
Yeah, two dudes, two young guys, 20 and 21. They wanted to kill all the men on this Haitian island and use the women for sex slaves and the kids for slaves and whatnot.
Yeah, this is an unbelievable story.
This is crazy.
These dudes had been doing things for the last, like, what, year or two to, like, prep for this?
One guy went to the military, got kicked out, but he learned some stuff. Yeah, they've been doing a whole lot. They were raising money by using underage girls to, like, to take videos and photos and sell those. Wow, bro.
Next level. Is that how they got them?
I think they were just finally we caught on to what you got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were going to pull up on like a smaller side island. They were going to
bring guns and their sailboat and take over a island with like 83,000 people.
Yeah.
What?
That is that's crazy. So dope.
Yeah. They were charged with conspiracy to murder, maim, and kidnap in a foreign country.
Yeah.
I don't think you could take out 83 people.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of 1804, sir? They've been through this before.
Like, are we in a situation where we would extradite them to Haiti for this? Or is this a United States crime?
No, I think you got to come back here.
Okay. Like, we can't, like, send them over there and let them deal with them?
No.
That would be interesting.
What's that Haitian that took over the Haiti for a while? I think his name was Barbecue. Sapase, what's up? I think his name was Barbecue. He took over that country for a while when they had like a little coup trying to going on. Man.
The hell is that? Oh, hold on.
Time after time, I think.
Yeah, it sure was. But that wasn't what I wanted next. Yeah. Even though I do like Cindy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Girls just want to have fun.
They just want to
have fun.
They want to train the homeless to kill people. They're just going to get some homeless folks.
They were going to put together a group of mercenaries?
Yes! Yeah. Wow. This is wild. I mean, the cojones on these guys. Just going to take over a whole country. Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Jeez. Yeah. So it was the main Haitian island they were going to invade. With two people.
One next to the main Haitian island.
The island of Gennady?
Yeah.
Wow.
A Haitian island. Crazy. That was a crazy story I seen.
That is nuts.
Jose Bautista.
Oh, yeah.
You seen
that? Jokes now.
Yeah. 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 What is he known for here in the DFW, fellas?
Roogie punch.
A roogie punch.
Flip and a punch to the face.
Yes. Yes.
Flying Oakleys.
Yes. I think there's a mural of it now in a sense.
Yes.
He was on a show called The Line Show talking about his brawl with the Rangers.
Yeah.
And he said he was holding back against Roogie, bro.
You were being held up.
He said, I could have did more, really.
Yeah, sure you could.
Listen to this.
Yeah. In baseball?
Why did he throw that punch?
I mean, that's something you're going to have to ask him.
Yeah, I didn't know he ever said.
No, I've never spoken to the guy, which is fine. Listen, if I wanted to hurt him, I definitely could have. Before this, they actually hit me with a pitch. So obviously the year before, you know, the bat flip homer and all that. We played him 7 games that season. This was the 7th game. Wow. And this is the 8th inning. Wow. In a game that obviously they were beating us. We actually were making a little bit of a comeback. Uh-huh. They brought in a guy from the bullpen, threw one pitch, hit me, got ejected, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
It is what it is. It happens in baseball.
Huge amounts of tension just
yeah. So
in that game.
for the most part, the way that I was taught to play the game and what I believe was, you know, there are certain things you do in baseball to show the opposition that you're not happy with something, yeah, right? Yeah. Hard slides, different things. Totally. Like I said, if I wanted to hurt him, I probably could have, but
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
You guys react to that.
You should be sending Adrian Beltre a thank you card every year, dude. You'd have got your ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, he gets stunned so hard on this. Push, and then he goes for the cockback, and Rugi's already connected.
And then here comes Beltre, like, I got you, dude. I'm just going to hold you up right here. Don't do anything else.
Rugi wasn't the guy at second base against the slide, was he? Is he saying I could have slid into him and really hurt him?
He was at second base.
He was, yeah. He slid into
the fielding guy. Rugi kind of jumped over him.
I can only assume that unless he's trolling us or trying to gaslight us or maybe joking, if you get popped that bad, your only option is to be like, oh, yeah, he got me, or you could lie about it. Jeez. But I think he must have been talking about the slide. And maybe I was annoyed that they had just hit me and I realized we were in this situation, so I could have taken him out. I don't think he would have actually... said I could beat up Rugi.
He thinks that I could have fought him.
Yeah, he better not say that on the microphone. Rugi is still around. He still walks his earth.
Yeah, he's going to ride up on his horse.
Yeah, he's going to find you, bro.
What'd you say? Yeah, I think it was that lady, too. He was trying to show off. You know, he can't. The ego.
Oh, yeah.
I could have got him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I could have got him.
It's amazing.
I mean, look at me. Look at him.
It's amazing to watch it because as soon as he gets punched, his glasses go one way and his helmet goes off the completely other direction. It's beautiful.
He got rocked.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you're right, Mr. Dawson. I think you're probably talking about the slide there. But either way, watch your mouth when you talk about Rugi, sir.
Yeah.
He'll come see you.
Freaking legend.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a toxic Tuesday. Y'all be safe out there. I'll holla. Hey.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got an overreaction Monday. We'll recap what we heard from Shoddy about 30, 40 minutes ago there in the press conference, what we learned about Tyler Guyton and a bunch of other stuff, and then we'll overreact or not next year on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.